In paradise. That's a simple phrase, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with our instant inspiration for this evening. In paradise. Most of us would love to be in paradise. We think paradise would be the most joyful place in the world to be. We think paradise would have all of our needs fulfilled, all of our joys fulfilled, all of our health desires fulfilled, all of our abundance desires fulfilled. If we were in paradise, we would have everything we could ever want. If we were in paradise, we would be enjoying everything that makes us happy and fulfilled. That's what paradise is all about. However, that's not the case. That's not the case. Because we are always in paradise. Now, if we act as though we're not in paradise, we can be in paradise and we don't experience it. And this is how most of us act. We act as though we're not in paradise, as though it's something devoutly to be wished. And that's a strange and awful thing to do. Because you're saying that you would like to be in paradise. You're saying you'd like to have harmonious relationships, you'd like to have friends, you'd like to have money, you'd like to have health, you'd like to have relationships of all kinds, business and social and personal, all those things. You just love to have that. You think that would be so, so wonderful. And then I was just thinking, before we began this chat, I was talking and Ellen said, "Herb, you're swallowing your words. I didn't understand what you said." And I thought to myself, I better be careful. It's easy to do that while I'm giving these lectures too, to swallow my words, and then you don't understand what I'm saying. And I would certainly not want you to be at a loss to know what I'm saying. So I will speak more clearly, more precisely. I used to do that very much all the time, speak very precisely and very perfectly, because I didn't want anyone to misunderstand, especially since I had people from many different languages listening to me, and they still are. But back to paradise. Paradise is absolute garbage. Paradise is about the worst hellhole anyone could ever be in. Because in paradise, you are not allowed to be you. You are not allowed to be negative. You are not allowed to be opinionated. You are not allowed to judge, to be touched, to possess. You are not allowed to do those things. Now, that's not very nice, is it? I mean, taking away that freedom from you, of not allowing you to do those things that are delightful to you? Wow, that's mean. That's terrible. But this is what it is. This is what it is. Now, what happens, if I may continue on that vein, what happens when you are not allowed to be negative, you're not allowed to limit yourself, you're not, and you don't limit yourself and you're not negative, what happens when you don't do that? Then you are divine. And you see, you're going to miss out on all that human stuff. You're going to miss out on all that needs and wants. You're going to miss out on all of that picking on other people and telling them that they're not perfect and saying to yourself, kicking yourself around the block for stupid things, you know. When you are in paradise, you can't do that. You're not free to do that because that's not your reality. What is your reality? Your reality is everything beautiful and good. Your reality is everything that's wonderful. We were talking for a few minutes about finding things, and Ellen was reminding me in our earlier seminars, I would say, when you speak your word that I am infinitely abundant, and your first thing is you walk out the door and there's a pot of money laying in front of you, you say, "Wow, I made it, I'm infinitely abundant." And I was giving that illustration to say to you, if that is how you have to receive your money, you're in trouble. And then I was saying to you another point. You can have all the money in the world, but no happiness. Wealth is the ability to do whatever you like to do whenever you like to do it financially. Wealth is the ability to take a Mercedes and cruise around, to take your Learjet, your private Learjet, and dash off here and there, and yet not have to take care of it, not have to maintain it. It's just yours whenever you want it. Wealth is having a lovely home to live in. Wealth is being a beautiful person, being a harmonious person. Everyone enjoys your company. That's wealth. That's wealth unlimited. Wealth is when your body just wants to, it cries out for, let's climb a mountain, let's swim an ocean, let's have fun. That's wealth. Wealth is when all is in divine order. That's real wealth. Now, that's paradise. But how many of you are willing for paradise? In our talk, we were arguing about the right to find money and keep it. To say that we found it, we keep it. Well, I say so many things to all of you, over the years too, and I say them to see where your values are. I keep telling you, you don't want to have Bill Gates' money, because then you got the responsibility of taking care of it. All you want to do is to have whatever you choose to have when you choose to have it. Now, what could be more exciting than that, you know? What could be more exciting than whatever thought, like the Atlanteans, remember? Whatever thought you have in your mind, it is manifest right now. Wow. Can you believe that for yourself? No. Because you have to say, if I find something, it belongs to me. But if it has a name in it, then it doesn't belong to me. Well, you can't judge like that. And if it's a nickel, I don't have to give it back. But if it's $500, I have to find out who is the owner. And I say, let it alone. If it doesn't belong to you, don't touch it. Don't fool with it. If it's not yours by right of earning it or having it presented to you by a reliable source or whatever, do not take it. Do not touch it. If you see $50 lying on the street and there's nobody around, leave it there. Can you have the power in you to do that, to know that that's not your wealth? Oh, I saw $50 laying in the street today. Oh, you did? Where is it? I left it there. You didn't! But mostly you'd say, I found $50 laying in the street and I left it there. You see, you right away put that claim in there, I found. I own it. It's mine by right of finding. Finders keepers, losers weepers, you've heard that song. If you hadn't, you're hearing it now. As children, that was a song that we used to sing. Step on a crack on the sidewalk, you know, and you break your mother's back. Aren't those beautiful things? But you see, these are the type of things that fairy tales are made out of. These are the type of things that nursery rhymes are made out of. They're made out of this foolishness that does not teach truth to people, especially to children. Why and how children come out as well as they do is a miracle. It's really a miracle. And we think we don't see miracles? Wow. We see them every day in every way. But think for yourself now. Do you want to live in paradise? And your answer is no. What is your answer? I live in paradise. I don't want to. I live in paradise. I live in truth. I live in peace. I live in honor. I live in integrity. I live in abundance. I live in wholeness. I live in perfect harmony of every way. Now, can you honestly say that for yourself? And that doesn't mean that you're experiencing it, but is that your belief? And if that's your belief, you will experience it. First, make it your belief, if that's your choice. First, make it your belief that you live in paradise. And you live in abundance. You live in harmony. You live in joy. Don't let anything dissuade you from that truth. Many things will try to do that. You'll say, well, I think I'll go down and buy a Mercedes. Well, $80,000, $100,000, you know? If you really want a Mercedes, You say, I now have a Mercedes, and you'll have it. But that's only with the consciousness of living in paradise, where you are one as all, and all is yours. And you don't have to take care of it. It is there for you to use whenever you want. I was driving out of the parking lot downtown today, and as I was coming out of the parking lot, I saw these cars parked over there. And one car was quite beautiful. And here was a chauffeur getting out. He didn't have his jacket on because his people were doing something, you know. But he was just checking over the car and polishing it a little bit. But why do those people deserve to have a chauffeur? It's their consciousness. It's their consciousness. There are a lot of rich people who say, I want to drive myself. I don't want a chauffeur. Well, that's fine. That's fine. With wealth goes whatever you want to do. If you want to drive yourself, they call you eccentric. Because you should be driven by somebody else, you know? And if you want to do certain things, they call you foolish. You shouldn't do that. They said if Bill Gates would bend over and pick up a $500 bill, he is making, say, $500,000 in that same period of time. $500,000! That's hard for us to even conceive. But when you have so many billions of dollars that are making money themselves, you know, that's what it is. And we say, oh my gosh, oh, I cannot even. But don't try. What your goal is as a being is to be a divine being, is to live in paradise, is to live in harmony, happiness, peace, right action, wholeness, every wonderful thing you could ever dream of for yourself. And it's not a matter of having it come from the outside. You manifest it from the inside. You manifest it from your thought. Is your thought pure enough to bring this forth in your life? Or are you limited by appearances? You see, they tell us we're terrible because we don't believe in appearances. But when we result something beautiful, they say, wow, yes, of course I knew that would work, you know. Well, why don't you do that for yourself? Oh, you got this big chunk of money, give me some of it. And no. And if you ever are so fortunate, which you are, of course, to have a chunk of money, don't give it away. Let each person manifest it for themselves, and they will manifest it according to their belief for themselves. And if you give it to them, you'll be giving them chicken feed. You'll be giving them just a little bit of what their potential is to have. And then they'll be beholding to you for the gift. And they'll come back again and again and again. And this is a tough thing. Jesus had the same problem. He said, I must go so the Comforter can come. You're all on my back all the time, asking me for treatment, for prayer, for healing and stuff. I teach you how to do it. I teach you how to fish. Now go fish. And it's much easier to go back to the teacher and eat at his table, filled abundantly with fish. This is where we all are in our life. We're all at the point of decision. Do we live in paradise?
Yes.
Well, you may answer that if you wish. Do we live in paradise or do we live in hell? We live in hell when we are seeking things in the outer. And if our paradise is in the outer, then we got a problem. If we are seeking things in our inner self, then we are living in paradise, in the most beautiful paradise. And we don't even call it paradise because it's just an is, and it's a grand and wonderful is. So I would recommend to each of you, wherever you may be, that instead of saying you don't have, that things don't work, that you need health, wealth, happiness, right action, start saying, I am health. I am right action. I am peace. I am power. And then watch the change in your attitude. And with the change in your attitude, watch the change in your experience. Ellen's been reading an interesting book lately. The young man wrote it, and he had a fatal experience. He was ready to commit suicide. He's ready to stop his whole world. And then he was taken up into a vortex of his mind, and he was, you know, ready to go crazy and that sort of stuff. But instead of going crazy, he just let go of all his humanity. He just let go of it, and he became his divinity. Now, he did not fit in the world, because everywhere he looked, he was a stranger. And everything he looked at with new eyes, because the flowers were more brilliant, the smell was greater, the people were wonderful, the whole world was a delight to him. And now, he's teaching. He's teaching, like Jesus, as having been there, or being there. And he's teaching from this inner presence. And you can be sure that he will not have a very large audience. He has several million people perhaps following him, but it won't be a large audience, because people are not able to do what he did. Give up that outer and claim the inner. Because this is what he's sharing with people. Claim the inner. The Buddha taught that. Lao Tse taught that. All the great teachers, philosophers, and religious leaders of all kinds taught that. In a little different way. As Jesus said, you're all God, and the divine is within you. And then he added for the Jews who hadn't yet come out of that, because they felt they were children of God, that you're children of God. And the day will come when they'll stop being children of God and they'll start being God itself. And when that comes, they'll no longer be human. They'll be divine. And that day comes for you and for me. We'll no longer be human, but we'll be divine. Now, have you had any illuminating experience that has caused you to feel alienated from your world in a very special way? I'm sure you have had glimpses of it. Well, now, I'm going to encourage you to have more than a glimpse, to have a very deep swallow of it, and have your whole life be lived in paradise. It's up to you. And I love you very much, and I see it happening to you now. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you too.